See, people that want to know God, they still pull from the anointing because of their hunger. Just like the man at the beautiful gate. Jesus saw that, Peter saw that he had faith to be healed. He said, "Get silver and gold have I none. Rise up and walk." That man had faith. He was expecting healing. He was like the man that wanted to go explore the cave. And when the guy came, he was ready to jump, but he couldn't walk. But when the apostle came, he was expecting something. And when Peter said, "Rise up and walk," he acted on his faith. He received, what he heard about Jesus, what he heard about the day of Pentecost, when he heard about the 5,000 being saved, and he was there. So he was in a place to receive. But when Peter came, "Rise up and walk," it all came together for him. He jumped up and ran, leaped and enjoyed himself in the Lord. Never had to go back to a beggar's life. That's what the power of God can do. Not only, see, if you never walk, you don't have muscles in your legs. The Lord gave him muscles and the ability to use them. That's the power of faith. So people pull on people that are anointed, that were anointed, or, you know, when God anoints you, you're anointed. David said that Saul was the anointed. And he killed that Amalekite that killed him because he killed the anointed. The Amalekite said that he killed the anointed. So in the discourse, that's what the Amalekite told David. You know, seeing that the Lord loves us and he's not just trying to help us help others. He's trying to keep us from going sideways as well. He wants his people to remain on the narrow path. And people look at you a certain way. Now, when Saul asked that Amalekite to kill him, he was focused on his pride, not God. You're about to die and you're worried about whether the Philistine is going to mock you or not. The Philistine king. He laid on a sword and didn't die. He's trying to die so that the Philistine king wouldn't parade him around half dead. And then but he told the Amalekite told David. Now in his wording, what the Amalekite said, he said he killed Saul, but in talking to David, he told David that he killed the anointed and David killed him. But even though he was out of bounds, he had still been anointed and David considered him anointed. So that's why I say once you're anointed, you're anointed. And then now look at Satan, Lucifer. He was Lucifer. He was anointed cherub. And now he's a devil. But he's still anointed to do what he was supposed to do. The anointing is yours. Once God give it to you, you got it. And it'll still work. So just because the anointing worked, that doesn't mean that you didn't stray. See, the Lord will work with us. And the Holy Spirit, he's not, the world won't receive the Holy Spirit. Believers can receive the Holy Spirit and go sideways, but the world will not receive the Holy Spirit. That's why the Holy Spirit don't fall on the world. Now, I used to go to a holiness church, and they had that doctrine said that if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're not a Christian. Actually, you have to believe on Jesus before you can receive the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit, people read, they read things into the Bible. You know, in Romans 8, it said, if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you're none of His. Well, that's talking about the heart set of Christ. The Holy Spirit. I know that, you know, I once considered the Spirit of Christ the Holy Spirit. But in a way it is, in a way it's not. This is why. John the Baptist came in the spirit of Elijah, in the likeness. If a person don't have the love of God, he don't have the likeness of Jesus. If you have to look at the whole setting, and the word of God is spiritually discerned. What did Christ stand for? What was his statements? What did he do? What did he agree with? I do what I see my Father do. I speak what I hear my Father say. And he always did everything in the Father's strength. And he was guided by the Holy Spirit. And without that kind of love, you're none of his. You can't separate the Spirit of Christ and share the spirit of Satan. I mean, you can't separate Christ from his ways. People say, "Well, I believe on Jesus," but in deeds and in their ways, they disagree with him. They're doing things opposite of him. That's not the spirit of Christ. When somebody ridicule you ridicule them. If somebody get in strife with you, you increase the strife. You get in strife. You let them change who you are instead of sticking with the spirit of Christ. And, you know, when I'm under attack, now see, when people are in strife with you, that's a form of an attack. It's a temptation to do what they're doing. And I saw that can have the upper hand if you allow it. When I asked the Lord to teach me to love his people, I didn't trust myself in certain situations. And I said, "Lord, I need you to teach me how to love your people." When I saw that when he spoke a word and it gave me strength and desire to do the right thing when I was at my weakest moment. And I talk about this so much, I'm just going to keep going. That's when he said everlasting love, to love a man whether he does you good or evil. That strengthened me in my heart, and I got a clue. I was able to do things and I was able to stick to the spirit of Christ in the measure that I received. But I said, "Lord, I want you to teach me how to do that, you know, to master this thing. Because if I can walk in love, I can do anything." You can't deal with life with fear. You have to, when I learned to walk in love, fear fell off my life. Now, my mother's side of the family, the enemy sent a spirit of fear against her dad's side of the family. That was a spirit of fear. I don't know what he sent on her mother's side. And I've seen it so much in my cousins. But he sent a spirit of fear. And I learned this recently because they were courageous. On my dad's dad, his side of the family, the enemy sent a spirit of suppression because they were prone to be successful. My dad said that my granddaddy, Thurston Hamby the Senior, he was a very industrious man, and he used to love to read books. And in 1925, he had a car and a truck, and he was about to build a house before the man killed him. Not only that, he owned other houses. My daddy found that out too, but he didn't know it till he was grown. A lady had a house, and he saw the deed and found out he saw his dad's name as the owner. And the lady grabbed it back before he could get a good glimpse of it, but he remembered it. Nevertheless, you know, when you are, the enemy will suppress your life. He sent a spirit to suppress the Hambys. The Lord told me these things when I found out that the enemy do stuff like that. And every time the Lord revealed it to me, then I know. See, just because the enemy sent a spirit don't mean that people are gonna. I've seen my cousins rise above their fears also, but I know that there were fears, and fear come to paralyze you. But perfect love cast out fear. I know how I was, but when I started walking in love, the fear fell off my life. I resisted it, and to the point that it's not a thing anymore. Reluctance can be killed. You don't have to live your life. You could, like Charles Capps used to say, your confessions. What are you confessing? I confess that I would walk in love. I confess that I would do things like Jesus. I confess that I love Jesus. I confess that I hate Satan's works. See, you can destroy reluctance in every way. See, I teach dynamics like this because it leads to so much greater in the last days when the Lord is about to return. I want to see God's people prosper, but sometimes when you give people information by the Holy Ghost, there's also the reluctant challenge, the challenge of reluctance that caused people not to proceed. And I want people to know God loves you and He cares for you. And He wants you to know Him and be blessed by Him. It's not the word that you remember. It's not the word that you have studied. It's not the word that you have memorized. It is the word that you receive that causes you to be more than a conqueror. It's the word and the way, not only receiving it, but the way you measure it. And that gives the way you believe it stamina, and it becomes faith and it works. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue the mighty to move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our wonderful Lord. Stay in victory.